KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is hiring a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull-tab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is looking for a lead carpenter for King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan, and a family advocate for Falls Pass. Community announcements. King Cove and Sandpoint, you have home games today. The T-Jacks will be hosting the Eagles in King Cove, and the Rookies will make their way to Sandpoint to take on the Lady Eagles. You can listen to those games live here on KSDP, or you can enjoy them in person, free of charge, courtesy of KSDP. And today is January 17th, 2025. Happy birthday to Rosie Holmberg. And that's all for the Community Window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The river is high on this sunny summer day. It's glacially fed, and the warm weather has raised the level of this silty river. We're sitting on the bank, and a friend points out a big mouse with stubby ears and a short tail crouched near a rock by the water's edge. I say, it's not a mouse, it's a vole. Voles are rodents like mice, closely related, but they have rounder faces, stockier bodies, and shorter legs. They're herbivores, where mice are omnivorous. This is a red-backed vole, the most common and widespread vole in Alaska. Red-backed voles are found throughout Alaska. They are absent from the islands of Southeast Alaska's Alexander Archipelago, although they are on the mainland. It makes sense that a little rodent might not be found on islands. But red-backed voles are found on St. Lawrence Island, out in the middle of the Bering Sea. How is that? During the Ice Age, the entire Bering Sea was dry land, a great expanse of open land known as Beringia. St. Lawrence Island was a big hill in an open plain, and as sea levels rose when the Ice Age ended, it retained a population of voles. In a similar fashion, there are freshwater fish in ponds and lakes on St. Lawrence Island. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Another subsea cable break has taken out internet across northern and western Alaska. The company behind the cable, Quintillion, says they're exploring options to restore service. Quintillion's president, Mac McHale, confirmed the break Saturday morning. He says sea ice and darkness has made it impossible to find the exact location of the cut, but that it likely occurred in the Beaufort Sea. Repairs to the subsea line would need to be performed by a specialized vessel, which McHale says isn't an option until late summer. In a press release, Quintillion says they're exploring other options to bring service back online. One is a terrestrial cable that would span more than 230 miles from Uktiagvik to Dead Horse, where a landline to Fairbanks already exists. McHale says the cable needed for such a route has already been purchased. He also calls on the Trump administration to cut government red tape and, quote, eliminate bureaucratic obstacles, as such projects would require a number of permits from the Bureau of Land Management. Quintillion Subsea Cable Network stretches from Prudhoe Bay to Nome, with stops in Uktiagvik, Wainwright, Point Hope, and Kotzebue along the way. The cable break is in a similar location to an outage in 2023 that left customers without internet for 14 weeks. Plans to expand the network south to Homer are underway, but are not expected to be operational until 2027. The Aleut community of St. Paul Island announced last week that it has signed an agreement with the federal government aimed at jointly managing the waters surrounding the Bering Sea Island. Tribal Council President John Melavidov says the agreement with the National Marine Fisheries Service is a step towards environmental stewardship through a partnership between the tribe and the national government. It's also a recognition of the Ununga people's historical connection to the region.
It's really the start of working together on matters, you know, related to sustainable management and stewardship of marine resources under NIMS jurisdiction surrounding St. Paul.
Federal appointees administer the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Milovidov says this agreement protects the conservation work they've done under the administration of former President Joe Biden against possible changes under President Donald Trump.
This MOU is kind of a way to kind of capture the work that we've done with this current administration to keep things moving forward with any future administrations.
The agreement outlines a framework for managing marine resources, including the inclusion of tribal proposals and knowledge in fisheries policies. Its implementation will require coordination with other entities, including the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and the state of Alaska, to ensure compliance with federal and state laws. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, keeping schools and students connected across the state with a resilient and redundant network. Details at gci.com/education.
Support for NPR comes from Arm with the new podcast series Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders like Mike Gallagher from Titletown Tech, who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A key public sector union and some Democratic state lawmakers are calling on Governor Mike Dunleavy to release the results of a $1 million study on how competitive the state's salaries are. As Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, the study was originally due last summer, and lawmakers say that delays will complicate efforts to write the state budget.
It's no secret that the state of Alaska has struggled to recruit and retain qualified staff for state jobs. An average of 16% of state positions remain unfilled as of November, according to figures obtained by the Anchorage Daily News. That's about twice the vacancy rate generally thought of as healthy, according to legislative budget analysts.
The solution, it's not rocket science.
That's Heidi Dragas, the executive director of the union representing a majority of rank-and-file state of Alaska employees. And the solution, as she sees it, better retirement and, of course, better pay.
This is a problem that has been plaguing state government for years, and it is only getting worse.
Dragas says the large number of open jobs is hobbling key state services, and Alaskans are feeling the effects, says Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat.
We've been unable to fill prosecutor jobs. We've been unable to fill snowplow operator jobs, teaching jobs, of course, on the local level, clerk jobs for the courts, which backs up our court system, and so on and so forth.
It's been a problem for years. So in 2023, the legislature put $1 million in the state budget to fund a study looking at whether the state's salaries are adequate. The results were supposed to come in last June. Willikowski says he's been hearing from constituents looking for the study's findings. He's asked for it, and so far, he says he still hasn't seen it.
And this has just dragged on and on and on, and now we're 7 months later, and we still have nothing, and they're refusing to release any documents at all. And that's very troubling because this is a critical topic that we need before we go ahead and go into session.
People outside the government have been asking, too. Blogger Dermot Cole filed a public records request for any drafts of the study that have been completed, but state officials have thus far declined to release them. They say they're exempt from disclosure under Alaska's public records laws. The governor's administration says the most recent draft is allowed to stay under wraps under the executive communication and deliberative process privileges, which protect some documents related to internal decision-making in the executive branch. And earlier drafts are exempt from disclosure, too, the administration says, because they've been superseded. To Willikowski, that's absurd.
It's laughable. It's wild. That's not how the process works.
Dunleavy's office told state agency heads in December that the final study likely wouldn't be done until the middle of the legislative session, which runs January to May. His deputy chief of staff says they're looking for more data. Wilikowski, though, says he's concerned the Dunleavy administration is trying to manipulate the study's conclusions.
Look, we didn't fund $1 million to get some politically massaged study. We funded $1 million so that we could get an objective organization to go ahead and look at this problem and to tell us what the numbers look like, to tell us how competitive we are.
Senator Mike Schauer, a Wasilla Republican, though, says he's less concerned. He says he'd like to see the results, but he also sees the value in waiting to see the full picture.
I think that in this particular case, it is important that the administration or even the legislature or the judicial branch, all of which commission studies, ensure that they are appropriately finished, vetted, QC. Sometimes you don't get back everything you were looking for. Sometimes you want more.
But majority caucus lawmakers say they're not interested in waiting. Incoming House State Affairs Committee Chair Ashley Carrick, a Fairbanks Democrat, says she plans to take a look at the issue as the session begins. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And this is Big Wave Dave here. We're going to have Chris Stapleton coming up next with Millionaire. And then Luke Combs with Doing This. After that, Hardy with Give Heaven Some Hell. And here we go.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Someone asked me once in an interview, what was growing up like? Where'd you go to school and what would you do if you weren't doing this? I'd be driving my first car in a worn-out Dodge, trying to make rent with a dead-end job, just making do. Tips in a jar, my guitar in an old bar stool. I'd have a Friday night crowd in the palm of my hand, couple brown liquor, couple buddies in the band, singing them same damn songs like I am now. I'd be feeling on fire on a hardwood stage, bright lights like lightning running through my veins. That's a grand old if I wasn't doing this. I'd still be the same guy they knew back in the day, who was burning CDs just to give away, paying his dues. If I wasn't doing this. Five deep in a van, a head full of steam, hot on the heels of my neon dreams, maybe coming true. Living this life just like I was born to do.
Take a pull so I wouldn't cry. You got a line out the church door saying goodbye. Yeah, I believe in when you say you're in a better place. You had a wild side, but you had amazing grace. I know you're way off up in them clouds, but if you could still hear me right now, I hope you hit those ghost streets on two wheels. I hope you mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field.
with some mud and some hugs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from the man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell. I bet you're looking for a crew like we had. Bunch of noise making boys that like to live fast. Burning rubber in a parking lot. Man, I don't know if the other side's ready or not, but I hope you hit those gold streets on two wheels. I hope you mention in the sky's got a 10-acre field. With some mud and some pubs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from the man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell. I was there when you raised your hand. Heads bowed, singing just as I am. Walking that aisle, praying that prayer. Man, it ain't right, but if you gotta be there. I hope you hit those gold streets on two wheels. Hope your mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field. With some mud and some hubs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from a man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell.
Yeah, what he said. Coming up next, we have, this is Ella Langley with You Look Like You Love Me. And then Vaughn with Downtime. After that, Bill Gentry with I Want What You Want.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
Beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready. job. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like.
That's all fine, but there's gotta be more than just working that line. But ain't nothing wrong when it's all done for a good old boy to have a little fun. Newspaper comes in, it's the same old thing. Nothing but bad news is all it brings. These hard times are getting me down. Can't recall the last time I left this town. But ain't nothing wrong when it's all done for a good old boy to have a little fun. This is how it's done. Me and my guitar, me and my truck, me and the boys when we're pushing our luck. Me and you together, girl, with the look in your eyes. Me and my old bass boat fishing out on the lake. Me and you and the stars. Line's gonna come someday. Can't keep living my life this way. Gonna turn the page and learn to play. Cause the good Lord's gonna take it back someday. Well, there ain't nothing wrong when it's all done for a good old boy to have a little fun. This is how it's done. Me and my guitar, me and my truck, me and the boy.
If you wanna go to heaven, but you just don't wanna go today. what you want. I want what you want. Love you can live for, a country you die for, a little piece of mind along the way. Want a day off more than you want to be rich. If you want a dirt road that leads to a house in the States. If you want your country revved up with loud guitar licks. I want what you want. I want what you want. Love you can live for, country you die for, little piece of mind along the way. Hey, hey, hey. I want what you want. A few more laughs, a lot less tears to hang around for a 100 years. And when it's all you want. I want what you want. Love you can live for, a country you die for, a little piece of mind along the way. Hey, hey, hey. I want what you want. I want what you want. I want what you want.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's next with us with Jesus and Gravity. Huh. Wonder what Einstein has to say about that one. Then we have Taylor Swift with Back to December. And, of course, the great Brooks and Dunn with Indian Summer.
To the point where it don't add up. I can't say I've come this far with my guitar on pure dumb luck. That's not to say I know it all. 'Cause every time I get too high up on my horse, I fall. 'Cause I've got something lifting me up. Taking all these blessings. I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. We small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, you still burned in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left them there to die. So this is me swallowing my pride, standing in front of you saying I'm sorry for that night. And I go back to December all the time. It turns out freedom ain't nothing but missing you, wishing I'd realized what I had when you were mine. I go back to December, turn around and make it all right. I go back to December all the time. These days I haven't been sleeping, staying up, playing back myself, leaving when your birthday passed and I didn't call.
Indian summer, the wonder
Rascal Flatts is next with Me and My Gang. Almost said Me and My Gong, but it's Me and My Gang. And then Dierks Bentley with I Want to Make You Close Your Eyes. After that, our own Paul Holmberg with Farewell Party. Well, I don't know what happened.
Girl, I've been waiting on this long, hard day to get over. So I can rest my head right here on your shoulder. I just wanna lay here and feel you breathe. Listen to the rhythm of your heartbeat. And see where it leads. We're wide awake, but girl, I wanna make you close your eyes and say my name like only you can say it and hold me tight. All I need is only you and me. I wanna make you close your eyes. Oh, yeah. You can make me work for a girl if you want to. Just leave a trail for me to follow you into the bedroom. If you need a little bit of help from me, babe, there's not a button that I can't reach. Let's see where it leads. We're wide awake, but girl, I wanna make you
name like only you can say it, and hold me tight, just hold me tight. All I need is only you and me alone tonight. Yeah, I wanna make you close your eyes.
My body, my lips are as cold as the sea. When my friends gather round for my farewell party, won't you pretend you loved me? There'll be flowers from those who cry when I go and leave you in this old world alone. I know you'll be glad when I'm gone. To keep you till my life on this whole world is through. You'll be free at the end of my farewell party, but I'll go loving you. There'll be flowers from those who cry when I go and leave you in this old world alone. I know you'll be glad when I'm gone. Oh, I know you'll be glad.
Coming up to the top of the hour, we have the band Perry with Hip to My Heart. After that, Rebel Hearts, and going to do Jesse Dunn. And I'm adding up time here. We got 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that should do it right there. Right to the top of the hour, we have these two pieces.
Thank you. see, darling, now please don't hang up the phone. 'Cause I never intended for you to ever be alone.
Jesse. Jesse, girl, I know you're scared. You never had someone who really cared. We've got a future, Jesse, if you'd only leave the past behind. Paint a pretty picture, Jesse. You might be surprised at what you find. It's more than just your heart, your whole.